The day five, guys, how's it going? Like day five of sitting at home of lockdown in Bombay, in Bangalore, in India. At least in some parts of the country, we're following it to the T. So how's it going for y'all?
Ouch, you're taking a jibe during your intro. Is this the third time we're recording this in different parts of the country and not in a recording studio?
The third time, but it's only been 5 days. What have we been doing the previous 2 weeks then?
I don't know. I've not been going to the studio is all I remember. But so, now,
for some reason, we haven't been going into a place of work for 3 weeks. But the actual lockdown, if you look at it, it feels like 3 weeks, but it's only been 5 days. How did that happen?
No, I'm like, I stopped apologizing for the audio quality is how I realize now this is going to be the rest of, I think, April also.
Yeah. It could be. It's fine. Yeah. I mean, I haven't heard either of the previous two episodes, but I'm sure it sounds good. Our listeners have been.
That's an admission. I can't even say it's guilt. It's just admission. Yeah. And I think this quarantine self-isolation has made us forget what date it is. Somebody told me, I read this somewhere, that this coronavirus has made a 3-day week, yesterday, today, tomorrow. That's all that is left.
Same tweet I saw, yeah. Exactly what has happened. Aaj kya hai? Aaj ka din batao, bas utna hi yaad hai.
But technically, if you think about it, the isolation has made it just a 1-day week, which is tomorrow, because everyone's only looking forward to the next day because it'll be closer to the tomorrow. That will be the day when the lockdown ends. So it's only 1 day. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, this is we are at that level of intellect, Shivram, where we need to engage with deepness. Depth.
I thought you'll say something smart after that. Ruined it. Oh my God. Yeah. One thing, what is deeper should be a break at this point.
But what episode are we in? At least can we get that straight?
33, 34, 35.
33. Sapre will know. I'm sure Sapre knows what episode we're in.
I think this is 34.
Okay. So then hello and welcome to episode 34 of Football Shootball, where as you can tell by the quality of our audio, we're recording it from our homes yet again. We don't have a name for the episode because I was dissed on social media for trying to come up with names in Hindi of Bollywood movies. So I've passed on that responsibility to either one of y'all. If you want to come up with a name, come up with a name, or we'll just move on with the episode has no name.
But Karthik, just one quick point. The guy who tweeted also said episode number 56 will be a no-brainer. Because you're naming the episode. I want to know, do you know what is a Hindi movie which has the word, like which has the number 56 in it?
What is that Vivek Oberoi movie? That one
okay,
about...
Wrong answer. So we will take a quick break at this. And by the time all of you laugh at Karthik, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello and welcome to Up Tak Chappan. Now, I googled it and I could figure out that this Nana Patekar Tara. I'm right now? Nana Patekar only, no?
Yeah. If you googled it, then you're right only, na?
No, but I remember.
This is episode number 34.
Oh, yeah. Up Tak Chappan is coming up in a few weeks' time.
Up Tak Chautis.
So we don't have a name.
We have a name. Firstly, I'm just happy somebody hopes that we have an episode 56 coming up. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. Not that we had lost hope, but then the world is losing hope. So now we have some motivation to go forward. There is a name for this episode. But do you want to explain what this episode is going to be about? Otherwise, this context might be lost.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that. What we're going to do in this episode, because clearly we don't have football to talk about. Our livelihoods are being taken away from us. So we're going to come up with five-a-side teams, you know, futsal teams that will play against each other. But we're going to compete with each other on, we'll tell IVM to push this out based on our five-a-side teams. And the only rule in making your five-a-side team now is that you have to choose the first letter of your last name. And then you can only pick players with the same, you know, theory in mind, that the players also have to have the first letter of your last name. Like it can either be their first name or their last name, but it has to begin with either or. So
no.
I'm Karthik Iyer. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It has to be the same for you and the player that you choose.
Yeah. So we should have maybe discussed this off air when Shivram did not agree to that.
Now let's keep this as final. So okay. if your name is Rahul Gandhi, and I hope that somebody by the name of Rahul Gandhi is listening to this podcast, because I'm sure he's also not got a lot of things to do. Then you can only pick players whose last name starts with a G. So you can take a Ganduzi, because I'm sure Rahul Gandhi would want to take a Ganduzi.
Oh yeah, Ganduzi, Gundogan. Like he's nice midfield, that'll be.
So what I'll do is I won't follow this rule. Both of you agree to this rule, I'll do whatever I want.
No. This is the rule.
Okay. How are you going to enforce it?
Do you know how difficult it is to find players? I took a lot of time to find players. I don't want you to come and change the rule right now.
No, that's why. This is the world we're living in. We change the rules whenever we want. Anyway.
The world is Is that the only thing we're going to talk about? In
no,
this?
Apart from that, we're also going to figure out on about... We're going back into the vault and we're going to try and look back at one season wonders. You know, the likes who have just performed just for one season and we thought will become great. Their FPL prices just rocketed for the next season and during that season where they performed well as well. And then they just fell by the wayside. You don't hear much of them again. And lastly, we're going to finish episode 34. I still don't know what it's called, but we're going to finish episode 34 with a little Shivram and Sapre battle that we used to do earlier, the quizzes. So I've given you all 20 minutes now to prepare for that.
Ronaldo.
I was just going to say Ronaldo. The episode name, therefore, is going along with the second part of what Karthik said. It is One Season Wonders, and we'll talk about a few of them, which all of us thought would do well, but really didn't. And therefore, we're calling this episode as Aashiqui, because it had two fantastic actors in Anu Agarwal. And who was the other, Shivram?
Rahul Roy.
Rahul Roy, correct. Who were one movie wonders. Although Rahul Roy did Junoon and he did a
part. I was just going to say.
Yeah, but it wasn't a great movie. It was just...
He's a weird tiger. He's not even weird. Okay. What do you say? It's a fantastic movie.
Movies that have tiger aren't doing so well. So let's just keep it at that. So yeah, this is called Aashiqui.
But before that, if Virendra, if you're listening in and if you're impressed with that, right? Firstly, I don't like you that much. But if you're impressed with that, please tweet to IVM, please tell Sapre, please tell Shivram as well that you're a big fan of the name Aashiqui for episode 34 of Football. But I'm going to start this, okay? My five-a-side team, you know what I'm going for? Because my name is Karthik Iyer and I am going for goals, okay? Only goals. And my five guys are going to be Ibrahimovic, obviously. We have to take the greatest player of this century, not named Messi or Ronaldo. I'm going for Lorenzo Insigne, Ciro Immobile. I'm going for a very Serie A flavor over here with Pippo Inzaghi as well. And I'm going to round it off. Who's going to be my main defender? The only one who's going to track back is Andres Iniesta. So if you score 4, I score 5. If you score 6, I score 8. That's the way I'm going for with this entire team. Yeah.
Nice.
This work has... This no work thing has... I don't know what has it made you, but...
So, I'll tell you my reasoning as well. Because when we play five-a-side, and Shivram will attest to this. Now, Shivram's a striker. Okay? but when he played during some leagues, I think, in Bombay over the past 2 years, because he's tall and he's big, he was made a right back. He was made a central defender. I think he even kept in goal one time. Right, Shivram?
Yeah.
So, My Shivram and my side is Ibrahimovic because of his size and his... Yeah.
I'll take that.
So, let Immobile and Insigne score all the goals. Ibra can just stand at the back over there and be this big imposing figure where nobody can score against.
He got a red card in the first minute, by the way. Just in case you didn't think of that.
Ibra or me?
Yeah, good. Both. Ibra, actually. You won.
Ibra.
The Sporting Lisbon player. Anyway, what is your team, Shivram?
I can go, yeah. So next, of course, because I don't follow rules. Rules are for amateurs. Let me start my team with an actual goalkeeper.
So how about first you give context on why you're not following the rules? Like,
yeah, because so my name is Shivram Parmeshwaran. And the people whose last names basically have to start with P is the pick. I don't have too many options because there are so many people who I can't overlook whose names start with the letter P as opposed to their surname. Like, I'll end up with Peters from Stoke.
You have Pogba, you have Puyol.
I mean, he had Pele as well, man. He could have just selected Pele.
Pele is his first name. Pele is his
name. In Brazilian names, everything is counted. Like, it's fine. It's like, when you say Ronaldo, you don't say it's Ronaldo. It's fine. It's cool. It's Kaká.
So, I don't care. Let's stick with that, that part. So I'll start with one of the best keepers, I think, and this is this Sapre will be happy about, is Peter Schmeichel in goal. Because if his progeny is anything to go by, I think he can still keep really well. I
have progeny, that's another word with P. And here you're sitting with first name.
So this is just any words with P or so Pani, poster. So in defense or midfield, you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. Paolo Maldini, the one and only. I don't know if this is true, but I've heard this urban legend that Paolo Maldini said this, one life, one wife, one club. And I don't think anyone has...
It's not really... It's apparently, it's not true, that thing.
Don't let facts come in the middle of this.
But what is also a fact, and we would like to wish Paolo Maldini, if his fans and him are listening to this podcast, he was diagnosed positive, coronavirus positive, him and his son. So hopefully they're in isolation and they're doing well at this moment in time. So our wishes to Maldini as well. An absolutely great defender and a very, very good choice for Shivram's cheat five-a-side.
What five-a-side?
Cheat five-a-side.
Yeah. Hey, why cheat? No. All this is wrong. So next up is Philip Cocu. I don't know if you guys remember him. But Dutch player, fantastic player. He also
Derby County manager.
Oh yeah, he's now a Derby County manager. Fantastic player. He's I think a dependable person to someone in the middle who will at least pass the ball around. Not like Karthik's score 10,000 goals and let 999 goals in. The next player I have, and actually the next two people I have, are out and out strikers, because you've seen my team's now been a little defensive, but I need two out and out strikers, or at least central attacking midfielders or wingers. It's five a side. Nothing. Everything goes. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. So I want
Aubameyang.
And just behind him, supporting striker, is Paulo Dybala. He is prone to touching his hand while celebrating. I think that will now change.
Touching his face, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, touching his face while celebrating. But now I think that will change. Except when we score 10,001 goals against Karthik's side. Because I think this side is destined to win. It's solid everywhere. I mean, it's not... like City, you know, it's not front-loaded. It is very balanced. And I think this stands a very good chance to win.
Because it's so back-loaded now, this team of his needs to go and take an absolute dump somewhere. Because it's completely cheating. All their names are of different letters.
Absolutely. You know what? He said Man City. You know, Man City may or may not get banned next season. But Shivram, your team is definitely banned from playing in this competition. Okay.
I have one important question before I let Sapre go on this team. Is backloaded the opposite of front-loaded?
No, it's side-load, no? It should be the opposite.
Washing machine is on the opposite. Yeah. Different time.
And top-load, bae.
Ab Tak Chappal, right? Brought to you by Whirlpool.
He's drinking. Chalo, Karthik has touched upon essentials.
No, but wait. I want to step in here with Sapre now. Huh? So Sapre, here's my thinking, okay? While Shivram took 5 minutes to say his team out, okay, I got a list of players with P. Pope, Pogba, Pele, Puyol and Pires. Isn't that a good team?
Absolutely, it is.
Yeah. Pires is fantastic, but... that's...
yeah, Pele, brilliant, the best, one of the best strikers. He scored some 50,000 goals in his career.
You made some new rule that all Brazilian names count.
Yeah, they do. It's what they're called as. Like,
so,
you can't...
Philippe Coutinho can just be Philippe then.
No, he's not Philippe. No, he's Coutinho. What's it on his jersey? Yeah?
No, that doesn't matter. No, nothing, you know. I don't want Barcelona players, first of all.
Okay, you can take Ayoze Perez then. Anyhow, it doesn't matter. Your team is disqualified.
Yeah.
And I am going to name my five-a-side team. And I have one goalkeeper, one defender, two midfielders, and one forward. Going by the rules of the game, the person in goal is Peter Schmeichel. Thank you.
Very nice. Take my picks only. Take my picks.
Okay. In defense.
Supporter of the current government award, you're disqualifying my team and taking my players only.
Okay, in defense, I have, since there's a lack of a better player with the last team starting with S, I have Soyuncu.
Are you center us?
Thank you. Socrates bhi tha na, to matlab nahi lena hai. Midfield, I have, of course, Paul Scholes. Drop in the towel, I've just won it. Now, the other midfielder that I have is a fantastic dribbler, Nirmala Sitharaman.
What?
it's actually David Silva. Since you spoke, Shiva, spoke about by the Indian government, I have a very aggressive attacker up front, Amit Shah. But since he hasn't played professional football, I am going with Mohammed Salah. So it's Peter Schmeichel, Soyuncu, David Silva, nice. Paul Scholes, nice. And Mohammed Salah.
Hmm. Pretty average team against mine.
Yeah, no, that's a good team. But I'm surprised Sapre didn't go the usual United fanboy route, which one of a listener of this podcast, when we asked this question in, obviously we weren't sitting with each other, but on another conference call like this, Nikhil Shetty, he named Schmeichels, Tam, Scholes, Schweinsteiger and Solskjaer. I thought Sapre would do exactly the same thing.
It is so convenient. You should have done that.
Yeah. I mean, you would still probably beat that team that Shivram gave out, like for sure. Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, what will we do with these teams now? We'll Sapre, no Schneider. We took him in our team of the decade. Yeah, what is this?
But I had only one midfielder option left, and I thought I'd take David Silva. No, Scholes was like a guarantee.
And he wants to build a losing team, na? The buttload or whatever, backload or whatever you call it.
Why are you talking? Your team is disqualified. Just like be out of this conversation.
Okay, so how do we do this? We're going to put our teams out on social media. Will that work? Will it work that way? And then people get to choose.
Let's hope it works that way. That's the only option left that we have. But yeah, we'll do that.
All four teams, right? Like all four teams. The team with I, the team with I, the team with S, the team with P that Sapre and I came up with, and the team with P in quotes that you came up with. Okay.
Yeah.
So at least agree. good to a side. It'll be a good round robin.
So, yeah. Nice. But this was fun. Yeah, this has been going around. This is what we've been up to during our break. Actually, no, we're not. You're not working, right? None of us are taking a break, no, from work.
None of us. Everyone. No break.
No break. So during our the time that we would have spent. Yeah, correct. We would have spent traveling otherwise, going to office. But now that we're sitting at home, we have come up with these five-a-side teams. Shall we take a break then? Considering I said break, now I want one.
A good tweet I read, and that will also support the fact that you want to take a break so early. It says when you're working from home, right, you tend to be way more productive in your hours. So the only solution for you to not be tired at the end of a 9-to-5 is to close earlier, so have lesser hours because you're more productive in the hours. So I think
I thought you were going to say the only solution for you not to be productive is to, you know, whatever. Like that would have been
what are we? We are not on the habit coach, guys.
Sorry.
No, but yeah, if you guys are feeling a bit bored, lonely, and alone at home, go listen to The Habit Coach. I'm sure that podcast will give you a lot more than we do in terms of, I don't know, mental, physical fitness when you're sitting at home.
I don't know how much it'll help for people who are lonely.
I don't know. Karthik should listen to that once before you recommend it.
Yeah.
The funniest part is now that our commute has gone away, and that is when I used to consume a lot of podcasts. Now I have repurposed those podcasts. Now I listen to them while I'm washing utensils.
Same version,
but different use.
So I did the same thing, Shivram, yesterday, and then that earpiece that I have, it fell into the bloody sink, man. Like,
so buy better earphones?
No, I think I need to get better ears. Like, that's the problem.
Better ears? Wow. Okay, yeah.
I think our podcast listeners also need New Year's for that. So we'll be right back after this quick break.
A very happy new year to our listeners. Year, get it? Year.
Shri Yar Karthik. Take another break.
Lovely. I want to meet the writer of that joke.
Yeah. That would be, but welcome back to Aashiqui. And the reason we're calling this Aashiqui is because the movie had Rahul Roy and Devika Anand as one hit wonder.
Annu Agarwal.
And Annu Agarwal.
Who is Devika Anand?
I don't know, to be honest. And Annu Agarwal as protagonists in that movie and they only lasted one film. So guys, who are the ones that you remember? Michu. I mean, Michu is the obvious one. He's the probably the one. I think Shivram is still laughing at
it. What the hell was Devi Khan? That was his makeup name.
Who is Devi Khan? And I want to know
Pikachu is a much better.
I'm going to Google Devi Khan.
That seems like a legit name. That sounds like a name. That
no, it is a friend of mine actually. Like, I don't know why.
She is a friend of mine, not it is a friend of
yeah,
mine.
Yeah. She is a friend. Yeah. But you know what we say, right, about confidence? We follow that during this podcast. If you say anything with confidence, it means it's true. That's and we've done it. No, but guys, come on quickly. One season,
Michu.
Michu. I mean, do we remember anything about him?
Yeah, he played in that. Did he wear number 9?
Did yes, he did.
Yeah, I remember that.
He did wear number 9. And Haaland actually had tagged himself in the picture of his when he was young and he as Michu. And apparently he was a left footer, so is Haaland. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he idolized Michu. I mean, you can't blame anyone for idolizing Michu.
He had a fantastic season, actually.
Yeah, man. I mean, what was it? Something like 18 goals in that 2012-2013 season, his debut season in the Premier League with Swansea. Of course, if our listeners are too young and they haven't seen him, go and look at his highlights on YouTube. I remember during that season, he was an absolute star. And Sapre, he got a Spain call-up, na? And that too in that Spain side, which was like the reigning world champions and the two-time reigning European champions, no?
Yeah, he did. But I don't blame them. 18 goals in a season, breakthrough season for a club like Swansea. And a bunch of assists as well, which I haven't counted. I don't know the number of them, but a bunch of assists. He also
supporting striker.
Scored in the League Cup final. He was that, but then he also played striker sometimes. I think Sigurdsson had left Swansea when Michu came in. So he filled in that void. But brilliant player. Unfortunate that all these injuries that he had after that season could never just pick up, yeah. He won the he scored in the League Cup final also against Bradford.
Oh, what? That League Cup final that year was Swansea versus Bradford.
Sounds exciting, but I will take that any day now. I take a Swansea Bradford, man.
But another one I thought was probably one season, and I know he's a lot more famous to be just clubbed as a one season wonder, but I think that's more with his popularity in terms of performances. Robinho, when he joined Manchester City.
Discount Ronaldinho, correct.
He was, no? He was the touted
Except
the next.
He wasn't discount at all. He cost them a lot of money.
Yeah. He cost them.
It was a record transfer for City back then. That last day transfer that City had. And apparently he was supposed to go to Chelsea and in the press con he said, yeah, Chelsea made an offer and I went to Chelsea. And he said, oh, you mean Manchester? Oh, yeah, I meant Manchester.
Manchester.
Yeah, but I remember, I think in his first game, he scored, I don't remember against who, but I know he scored a free kick in his first game and that was a really, really good free kick. And he ended that entire season with, as a top scorer for Manchester City, which was then the start. Okay, I think it was under Mark Hughes and it was the start of their rise. Or was it under Sven? I think it probably under Sven-Göran Eriksson and then Mark Hughes.
In 2008, I'm guessing.
Hughes. Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's 2010, Mark Hughes was asked to leave, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I don't know when Sven-Göran was also there in charge. I'm not sure. But anyway, he was the top scorer in the first season and then it all just fell apart. He went back to Santos. He went to AC Milan. Then he went all over the place. I think he played in Qatar as well. And he's now in Turkey.
Yeah, I think.
And there is some pretty, it doesn't seem like, it seems like a pretty awful man because there is a case of sexual assault against him in Milan. And if he comes to Milan, he will probably be convicted for that. That's why he's... So I don't think Robinho is going to be close.
I don't think returning to Italy anytime soon.
Yeah, no, that's true as well. that's true. But yeah, Robinho doesn't seem like a chap anyone should idolize or look up to. Kind of like all the other Brazilians, unlike all the other Brazilians around him, the likes of Ronaldinho, who's also in jail. Yeah. The likes of Ronaldo, who, I don't know what he's up to these days, but I remember he was caught with Who was he caught? He was caught with some prostitutes in some car in Brazil, I think, at some point of time after he retired.
You were naming someone some we should look up to, but you didn't name anyone.
I'm saying look up to Kaká. If you have to look up to a Brazilian, look up to Kaká. Look up to someone like a Philippe Coutinho. He seems like a nice chap. Like a Coutinho. And Elano seems like a nice chap. Elano came to India.
I was just going to say Elano.
And an interesting point there, Shivram, considering you mentioned Elano. Elano and I think Robinho would have played in that same Manchester City team.
Correct.
In 2008.
They would have played in the same team. Yep.
They did. I think there was Joe as well. Another Brazilian.
Oh, yes. Good one. Yeah.
Oh, City had some really bad players at one point.
They also had Arsenal reject, Bolton reject. Name the player.
Samir Nasri.
He didn't get rejected by Bolton.
Adebayor.
No, man.
Oh. No.
Who? Oh, no idea. They blanked out. Wait, I'll remember and tell you the...
Maybe his surname begins with P. That's why you don't know who he is.
Bad quizzer you are. Did Robinho do qualify for one season wonders?
In the Premier League, actually.
Because Robinho did have some good two, three seasons that he played at Madrid.
Correct. Before he
won the title also, I think, a couple of games.
So in the Premier League, yeah. Now, the next name on this list, I feel bad about putting in there, Andy Johnson, just simply because of his debut season where he came probably better than Vardy as well and scored 21 goals for a promoted side.
I am sorry. The only reason you feel bad is because he played for Fulham. Okay,
yeah,
and that's the reason you don't want him to be included in that list.
My point with him is he's a one goal every four game striker. It's like all your other strikers these days. And I think to judge him, he had a pretty decent career at the end of it for Everton and for Fulham as well, for whatever part. So I think just because he had that one crazy season, maybe he's not a one season wonder, but one of his seasons was wonderful. That's how we should put it.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
I like how you're making the most of this free time that you have.
Yeah, he has a lot of free time, clearly.
The other one, I think two more strikers, Shivram, Benny McCarthy and Roque Santa Cruz, both played for Venkies.
What a player.
Yeah, he was good, man. We shouldn't be putting them on this list, I feel. Like, he's too good to be labeled a one-season wonder, Roque Santa Cruz. Cool. No?
Roque Santa Cruz also, when he went to Man City, actually, after that.
Mm-hmm. He went to Man City.
He was at Blackburn when Mark Hughes was there, and then when Mark Hughes went to City, he got Roque. Didn't really do well, Roque Santa Cruz there. And he came from Bayern Munich, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Right? I think who did they sign? Claudio Pizarro is who I think Bayern signed. Is limited chances for this guy. He came to Blackburn, I don't know why.
Okay.
A lovely season he had. I think he qualifies as a one-season wonder.
Is Morten Gams Pedersen a one-season wonder?
No, he was around throughout. He was always very middling with his left foot on all the seasons that he played in.
He's a non-season wonder.
No, he's like a 6.5 on 10 every game.
But Benny McCarthy, the reason I felt sad for putting him there was he had that awesome season at Blackburn just before Roque Santa Cruz came in, the season before.
Yeah.
But I don't want to put him there because he's a Champions League winner. In 2004, he won that bloody title, the Champions League with Porto.
He scored two against United and knocked
them. When Mourinho went on that amazing run.
So United ka ke jeeta to acha hi hoga.
Yeah. So, but do we have anyone else who's just been starring for a season?
I actually had one. Asamoah Gyan. He had a decent World Cup. Then he played one season for Sunderland and then he went to the Middle East. Also, can we look at one-season wonder managers? I think I have a couple of examples there.
Okay. But David Moyes doesn't qualify, right? It has to be full season.
This is not one-season blunders that we're talking about. That's not one-season blunders.
Oh, we should do that next. One-season blunders.
You start with Moyes. Followed by Mourinho.
Langal was two-season blunders, dude.
Correct.
So, let me know what you guys think. I have two managerial candidates for one-season wonders. First one is Avram Grant. He came in when Mourinho left Chelsea. He was not abused, but literally abused also. There were racist slurs against him. First Israeli national to manage in the Premier League and all of that. Plus the players were against him. But he did a good job. He did two great things. One is, like Mourinho, he had a full season unbeaten at Stamford Bridge. But unlike Mourinho, he took Chelsea to the Champions League final. Yeah. And then after all of that, he was asked to leave. He went to another Premier League club as director of football, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, and the other for me is Andres Villas-Boas.
I was just going to say AVB. Wow,
yeah,
not
he had both seasons at Chelsea and at Tottenham. Tottenham actually did better because I think he finished with what, 72 odd points, which is the,
so that's always good.
No, but of course back then, but this was I think a record point that Spurs ever made. But he is the guy who sold Bale and got Eriksen in. He got some 5-6 players in and then he left the club. I don't know what was wrong with that management.
He was 33, 34.
He came from Porto. I think Chelsea thought this is the next Mourinho. We'll get him in.
He's good.
Yeah, I'm going to stick up for Andres Villas-Boas because after you, I mean, he did have tough times after what you've mentioned, both two good starting seasons at both Chelsea and Tottenham. But currently for Marseille, he's doing well for them. They're second in Ligue 1, which is what any club can hope for with Paris Saint-Germain in the same league. So I think he's doing a fair. Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing people can hope for now with PSG there. Yeah. You are fighting for that second slot. So he's Marseille are currently second. So I think he's, and he's young, like you said, like he's damn young. He's still probably early 40s or just starts 40 or something like that. Early 40s. And yeah, I mean, he has a full 20-year career ahead of him. So I think Andre Villas-Boas, he'll still be around in the game if the game continues after a few months. I have one thing to say, but we've been talking about one-season wonders. We mentioned a few one-season blunders. I know one half-season wonder who came in during January. Okay, Sapre. And he scored this 4 goals in one match. I think, was it against Liverpool?
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
He scored
these four goals.
Andre Ashawin. I mean, he
also scored against Barcelona. Don't forget.
Yeah, yeah. All in that same half season, I'm sure he scored all his goals.
What Ighalo is to United is what Ashawin was to Arsenal. Young Arsenal fan as a boy, he was an Arsenal fan, right, Shiva? There's a picture of him in Wenger.
Yeah, he grew up idolizing Wenger and wanting to play for the club.
Yeah.
And also, while we're talking about half season, let's bring it even smaller. Let's talk about one game wonders. Makeda, anyone?
Makeda was actually 2 game wonders. He scored in back-to-back games. Yeah.
Very nice.
Acevilla and then Sunderland.
Yes.
Yes. Very although, nice. Shivram, the Sunderland game ended up in a draw, by the way. They didn't win that game.
One game under anyway.
So, he won 4 points for United in 2 games.
He scored the winner
He got 4 points for United in 2 games. That's more than
the current squad.
That
is true.
Yeah, yeah. But anyone else do we have? I thought of Papi Cisse. Remember him at Newcastle? Him and Demba Ba, they formed one of the best strike forces that I've seen this decade in the Prem.
He scored against Chelsea,
dude. That was screamer. Yeah.
Mad that was.
I don't think he knew where it was going.
Yeah.
He just took a whack. It just curled over. I don't remember who was in goal then. I think it was
Peter Cech.
So, rolled over and Cech had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. So about Papi Cisse as well. So I think Newcastle, even now, but at that point also, they had a gambling sponsor. And Papi Cisse said that, I don't know what it was. Wonga, I think. Was it Wonga? I'm not sure.
No, I think it was Bet Something or other idiot.
Okay. So, but then he was like, I can't, my religion does not permit me to wear gambling sponsors.
Yeah, I remember this.
And then the week later, he was pictured inside a casino.
Papi Cisse hai ye toh.
Hey, doesn't Hashim Amla also not wear Castle Lager?
Neither of Hashim Amla or Imran Tahir, they're both teetotalers. I mean, as per the best of my knowledge, and they don't wear, they're allowed not to wear the sponsored logos when they play for South Africa. I mean, both have retired now, so. Yeah, but then, and Papi Cisse also has 2 wives, apparently, without them knowing of each other. That was another thing that came out in
how
the
do
British.
You know this?
It is all there. I read a lot of The Sun and the Daily Mail, okay? So.
No, it's basically the Republica printed version.
Do you accept cookies? Yes, of course I accept cookies. Follow me everywhere.
Sign up, he logs in and says, allow notifications? Of course, how else will I know?
But any more One Season Wonders? I thought there'll be a lot more, but turns out people have actually done well in their careers. If they've been average, they've been average throughout. If they've been bad, they've been Jemba Jemba bad throughout. If they've been good, Jemba they've Jemba always Jemba. Become better. Yeah.
So bad the name, so nice they named him twice. I couldn't rhyme anything with so bad.
So bad they, he was rad on the football field going mad. Yeah, do we have any more, Sapre? Any more from your end?
From no, your, yeah.
This has become an official call. Guys, let's take this offline.
No, I think we'll have to take this offline. Yeah, yeah.
I don't have any. Yeah.
Should we do the quiz now?
Should we do the quiz now or should we push it for next week? Is what I'm thinking.
I'm always happy to do it next week.
Yeah,
let's do it now.
You want to do it now? Yeah. Okay, let's do this right now then. Okay, quickly. Okay, and I'll start with one. You can't interrupt the other person's answer. Okay.
Okay.
It's Sapre. It starts with you. How well we've been covering the Premier League season 2019-20? We've had this podcast throughout. Now I want to know how well you all remember it. Okay. This season, only this season. Sapre, what was the biggest win of this season?
Leicester versus Southampton 8-0.
Wrong. Okay. I'll go next. Okay. I'll go next.
Yes.
Leicester versus Southampton 9-0.
Uh-huh. It was... Was it 9-0 or 9-1?
Yes. 9-0.
9-0. Okay. Fine. So, Sivram... No. It was, what was it? I don't know the answer. So
Southampton 9-0.
Leicester versus Southampton is the right answer.
Okay. So, then Sivram gets the point for this because...
Why would Sivram get the point for this?
Because you said 8-0, na?
I said Leicester Southampton.
No.
Achha, TK, both of y'all... No, wait. Both of y'all take 1 point, but Sivram gets the next question so that Sivram gets that extra point. You get to keep your point. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, let's push it to next week.
Your team is disqualified. Your team is disqualified. I will take your goalkeeper.
Sivram, who is the current top goal scorer?
Jamie Vardy.
Correct. Sapre, how many goals does he have? If you don't know the number of goals, it's fine. I'm going to still ask you the
next question. No. Sorry. The first question that you asked me had the team and the score line. So now Shiva has to answer the score, the number of goals also Vardy has scored.
You had the score line also correct.
So, no, Shiva was 9-0.
Nonsense. Okay. Jamie Vardy, next question. Okay.
No. Wait. Let me think.
You're not thinking. You're looking into your damn phone. Let me think. You're on a video call, Shiva.
21 goals.
No, he has 19 goals in the season currently. So,
Capital One is also included. What is the
side? Okay, so you're both at 1-1 now. I'm not giving you that point, Shiva.
Right.
You shouldn't have answered this is for Sapre. Which letter of the English alphabet has the most teams in the Premier League currently? Letter or letters? There are two. Like, whichever one Sapre names, Shivram has to name the other. So both of y'all can think.
I'll go first.
M. No. Which letter? M. That's the wrong answer. Shivram, you get to... you get to answer. A is also wrong. Both of y'all get one more. Both answers are wrong.
S.
No. This is next question.
Wrong. It's very simple. No, man. Think little.
B.
My God.
Correct. B is one. Shivram, what's the other? Or you can name the three clubs with B. That's your other option.
Bournemouth?
Correct.
Brighton. I thought it was me who is going to answer this. Why Shivram?
No. I'll give you... You'll get a chance for extra points, Sapre. Relax.
Okay. Burnley. Hey, I answered Burnley.
Why is he...
this is not your question.
Minus one.
This is not meant for you.
This was meant for Shivram. So Shivram gets that point because you gave him the answer, unfortunately. But you get part two of the question, which Shivram does not, is which was the other letter that also has three teams.
He's looking at his phone. I can see.
S
is wrong. Shivram, do you have the answer?
Southampton, Sheffield United.
Two. Which has three teams? They're wrong. Sapre, back to you. You're not going to complete the English language now. This is.
Change the question.
It's W. Now, which one of y'all can name me the three teams? Correct? West Ham. Then West fast.
Bulls.
Yeah.
Bulls.
Yes.
Wolverhampton.
Bulls. Okay. Shivram gets 1 point. So you're both at 2-2. Now.
I got first point also. So I'm 3-2.
No, but then you got minus two in the previous question.
In the letter, you didn't get. You didn't get the letter only.
So I got 9-0. I got Jamie Vardy. And I got this one.
So but Sapre got how many now? Thapre but he got the match in the first one, Leicester.
Okay.
He got the match. Then he got the team which has the letter of the team.
So correct. 2 points then. 2 points.
No, but then letter was very tough. So that because he got that, he gets one extra point.
Exactly.
So
Socialist.
Everybody knows you don't read the rules. Right? So, that's just
socialist quiz should announce at the start.
Okay, Shivram, this is for you now. Okay? Who is currently fifth in the table?
Sheffield.
Wrong answer, Sapre.
Man United.
Okay, Shivram, who is currently sixth in the table?
Yeah, I keep 1 point in the butt.
Yeah, you do. Okay.
Tottenham.
Who is current? Tottenham, that's wrong. It was Sheffield. Sapre leads 4-3. Sapre leads 4-3. Now, Sapre 7th is, I think, Tottenham, then Arsenal 8th. That's how it is.
Yeah. I get half point.
No, the next question doesn't come to 7. Only to 6 it goes. Okay, now Sapre, you got a chance to extend your lead. Who has the most assists currently in the Premier League?
Kevin De Bruyne.
Very good. Sapre is leading 5-3. Shivram, if you want an extra point, you can tell me the number of assists because nobody is going to get minus on this. But if you want that extra point...
guess, okay, 11.
No. That Trent Alexander-Arnold has 12. De Bruyne has 16.
Oh, shit. I was just about to say 16.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Shivram, question for you. Who has the most clean sheets in the Premier League today as it stands?
I'll tell you.
Oh, very good, very good, very good.
Dean Henderson.
Very good. No, wrong. Sapre gets a minus one as well. Because
why?
He gave out of turn wrong answers.
So why is it minus?
Wait.
Okay, Nick Pope is the correct answer with 11.
Question ends there.
Yeah, question ends there. Shivram is at 4 points. Sapre is at 5 points.
4 points,
now,
minus one.
No, minus. Yeah, that is full cheating. Okay.
Yeah.
Now it gets even tougher. Who has the most yellow cards in the Premier League this season?
Give a clue at least.
Okay, a clue is he plays for Chelsea.
Jorginho.
But Shivram answered out of turn, so I'm going to cancel that question. And nobody gets a point for that.
Jorginho. Sorry, I had audio. Jorginho.
Oh, but I should just shut up.
But nobody gets a point for that. It's still 5-4, but now, Shivram, this is your turn.
Hey, but I lost the chance to earn a point. No, yeah. So if Shivram answers the question correct, then he gets half a point.
Okay, but by the expression on your face, you had absolutely no idea that it was Jorginho.
Arey, wo screen freeze ho gaya tha wo. Screen freeze ho gaya.
Of course.
So, Shivram, this is your chance to come level, okay? And this question is right in your alley. Okay.
Ooh,
name the team. Name the team with the most yellow and red cards in the Premier League. You can just repeat what you just said. You answered before. Yes, the Arsenal has the most yellow.
Wow. मतलब answer ही बता देते ना सीधा तुम.
But he was following his trend of answering before only, and he got it right as usual again.
Correct.
Okay, but now I have because it's 5-5 and I conveniently made it 5-5. It's fine. He was 4-5 and he made it 5-5.
Oh,
I have a tiebreaker question. Yeah. I mean, come on. You can't go without the tiebreaker question.
Who has the most right foot shots in the Premier League or something?
No. So we know the PFA player of the manager of the month. Yeah. Klopp has won it almost every month. Okay.
Yeah.
And whoever shouts out the answer first, I'm going to give it to. Klopp has won it almost every month. Sean Dyche surprisingly won it in February. Name the only other manager to win it this season. Apart from Klopp. No.
Ole.
No.
Sheffield United manager.
That is not the answer, bro.
It's not the answer, no.
Oh,
I think Dean Smith is his name? No, Dean Smith is Aston Villa. Come on, you guys can't. These are managers. Look at the list. No, it's not them. No.
Norwich guy.
Oh my God. Not Farka, not Nuno Gomez. No, none of them. Not Nuno Gomez, no. Nuno Espirito Santos.
Yeah.
Ancelotti, I don't know.
No, come on. We're not out of managers. He was one of the greatest players Lampard, the Premier League has. Yes, Lampard is the answer. Shivram takes it.
I said Lampard earlier.
Yesterday you said. It's fine.
Hari, what goes wrong with you guys?
It's fine, it's fine. Frozen, you watch Frozen. Let it go, bro.
Full cheating this is.
Because there is controversy to end it. I don't know. I didn't hear your Lampard. I don't think you said Lampard.
He never said
void. Void. This quiz has to be void.
Over. Yeah, like my disqualified team, your side is also disqualified. You're out.
Yeah.
चलो गुड
अभी कोरोना नहीं होता मैं तेरे घर पे आके तेरे को मार के
जाता आशिकी टाइम show some love there's no winners and losers here actually there are no winners here there are only you're listening till this point right if you're actually listening to this podcast right now till this stage of the podcast you need to evaluate a lot of things about your life
cool let's end it at that note.
Yeah. Okay, so this was Ashiki. Yeah, hope you guys had a blast. We'll keep doing this week on week. We'll be back next week again for 35. We'll be back the week after for 36. We'll do a lot more fun stuff. No, Sapre, like this only?
I don't know if I want to be participating.
loser.
Favorism is happening. Open favorism is happening.
It's called favorism. It is not favorism.
freeze it.
So if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IBM network. You can listen to us on the IBM podcast app or ibmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are at IBM podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I'm Fickleberry Hun on Twitter and Instagram. That's Huckleberry Finn, but fickle.
And if you want to reach out to me, I am Sapre on Twitter and G Sapre on Instagram.
You can reach out to me at iRant, which is IYERANT on Twitter and Instagram. This is Football Should Ball. Recognize.